Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I cannot get over this day. It is beautiful out there. A perfect day for the Manna Food Bank. They're holding their open house right about now. It goes on till 7. So I might want to put that on your calendar to do this afternoon list. But other than that, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
FDOH Escambia observing October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast cancer screenings. This is for eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings, including mammograms, play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early stage when it is more treatable.
Number two.
Escambia County deputies are conducting speed enforcement on Highway 97 in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. This effort is part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regulators walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FPNL customers paying billions of additional dollars in coming years. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as FPNL seeks increases in base electric rates.
And before we get into our traffic and weather together, do just want to remind you that we're doing Tap the App. All you got to do is tap the News Radio app. That's News Radio Pensacola. Absolutely free app. The minute you tap on it, it's going to open up and show you a contest page where you can enter in to win a pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh, the football game going on this weekend. Kickoff is at noon Eastern, so it's going to be an earlier kickoff in Tallahassee. Once again, all you got to do, tap the News Radio app, enter your information in. That contest will close 5 p.m. every day, and then I announce the winner at 5:15. That is just over an hour from now, so be sure to keep that in mind. And it is an 11 a.m. kickoff, noon Eastern, correct, Chris?
That's absolutely right. Dope Campbell's going to rock and roll early in the morning.
Absolutely. This should be a good one. All righty. With it being almost 4:15, we will go ahead and get that check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues at the intersection of Airport Boulevard and Davis Highway, though it shouldn't hold you up for too long. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight with some slight rainfall chances that are going to be scattered over the next couple of days as well.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The city of Pensacola has taken possession of the old Baptist Hospital campus. The plans are in place now to tear it down to make way for affordable housing. Baptist CEO Mark Faulkner.
We made a choice, and that choice was to participate actively in creating a redevelopment vision. We paid about $2 million to craft a vision of what this could become, and we learned it could be housing, an anchor site perhaps, education, retail, on and on. But we don't do development. We do healthcare.
Right.
But we wanted to get this strategy and vision to a place to hand it off to a developer or somebody who could do that.
Well, Faulkner says Baptist donated the land instead of selling or developing it themselves so they could guarantee the property was used in the best interest of the community.
And Reentry Alliance Pensacola began construction of 14 tiny homes intended for individuals experiencing homelessness. The project, known as Pallet Shelter Village, is located on West Moreno Street and aims to offer transitional living spaces for people reentering society with the goal of having the units available before Thanksgiving.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
It's a very strange time of year, Austin. Wind, despite a lot of the sunny weather. King tides. Have you heard of king tides?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. They cause water levels to rise for a few hours during the morning and then usually in the afternoon, early evening, leading to flooding in low-lying areas. It comes and goes. Brandi Campbell has the latest from Miami Beach for us this afternoon.
Coastal cities from the Carolinas down to the Sunshine State are vulnerable this week. Down in Miami Beach, one resident wasn't expecting it.
I was surprised just because, you know, it didn't rain yesterday, it didn't rain today.
King tides happen several times a year. They occur due to the gravitational pull of the moon as it makes its closest approach to Earth and aligns with both the Earth and Sun, causing sea levels to temporarily rise, creating the highest high tides of the year. Stay with us and download the Fox Weather app for continued updates. For now, in Miami Beach, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And Ashley Moody accuses Democrats of demanding incredible and outrageous spending. Senator Moody was on Fox Business yesterday to discuss the federal government shutdown. She says Democrats are prioritizing fraud, waste, and illegal immigrants over our troops. Moody adds, it's almost like Democrats wanted a reason to shut down the government to appease radical groups.
Governor DeSantis floating the idea of a special legislative session to lower property taxes, citing high cost, of course. While he can call the session, passing any tax cut legislation depends on both the Florida House and Senate. Lawmakers are already exploring ways to reduce that tax.
And the new owners of the Tampa Bay Rays hope to have a new ballpark in place by opening day 2029. Co-chair Patrick Zalupski spoke publicly for the first time since acquiring the team. He says he wants to model a stadium and mixed-use development after the Atlanta Braves complex, but isn't sure about a site. Zalupski's team acquired the Rays last week, 1 year after Hurricane Milton damaged their current home at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg.
Okay, this is something you need to be aware of and watch pretty closely here. The ongoing government shutdown will freeze FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, with Florida most effective as it holds about 18% of all NFIP policies. Homeowners in Florida may not have full coverage for a new flood claim during the rest of the storm session.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer picking up endorsements from 51 of the state's 67 county sheriffs. Supporters highlight his tough-on-crime stance as he campaigns for a full term in office. Uthmeyer was appointed earlier this year by Governor Ron DeSantis and is the leading Republican in the race. The Republican Attorneys General Association is also backing him with major financial support.
Well, Florida's Chief Financial Officer Blaise Ingolia blasted Orlando last week for keeping a poet laureate on its payroll after the state's Department of Government Efficiency conducted audits. But the city doubled down on its commitment to the arts since then. Here's the latest from Randy Hildreth down at Fox 35.
So in an effort to save taxpayer money, we wrote a couple of them for free. Roses are red, violets are blue, our property taxes are high because of you.
The city of Orlando announced its newest poet laureate at Monday's commission meeting to a roaring applause.
Orlando happens to see value in arts.
Kamara Gaither will serve 4 years and plans to bridge her background as a poet and mental health therapist to serve the community. And Mayor Buddy Dyer doubled down in an interview with Fox 35. He doesn't care what the state thinks. He says it's a position worth paying. This is an unpaid position in other parts of the state, but Orlando will pay the new poet laureate $6,000 a year, up from $4,000 for the last poet.
Okay, a firefighter in Florida faces misdemeanor stalking charges. CJ Papa has the details.
Surveillance video allegedly shows 28-year-old Gabrielle Franz tossing dozens of what looked like used red tampons on the yard of her ex-boyfriend's Volusia County home. He now shares with his new girlfriend that from an arrest affidavit. The couple said in those papers that Franz was unhappy they were together and had talked badly about them to others, made angry posts on social media, and drove a truck similar to the one seen in the video. Deputies say Franz told them she didn't know where her ex-boyfriend lived and was never there. But she changed her tune when they told her about the evidence collected, saying she was at the home, but the tampons were not her idea. CJ Papa, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a few minutes, we'll return with another quick check of your roads and weather, of course, followed by some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
One of the nation's largest employers of people with disabilities is based right here in Pensacola, Global Connections to Employment, or GCE. Now they're creating more local jobs for people with disabilities through the launch of GCE Designs. Hear the inspiring story on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Friday at 9. Visit gcedesigns.org to learn more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
All right, all right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah, crisp, refreshing, that hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar, real Coke taste, zero sugar.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about EMS, the billing, who should pay for ambulance transports, and should that even be a government function. Baptist Healthcare CEO and President Mark Faulkner stopped by, and we answered some of the questions the community has around the whole old campus, new campus, demolition, funding, all of that stuff. Pace Avalon Midway Fire funding in Santa Rosa County, and Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Into a wall, made a song, made a song. Day another child won't feel as alone as she does. It's been 2 years and counting since they put her.
Pensacola right now.
Your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio, 92.3. Republicans and Democrats remain gridlocked as the government shutdown continues. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson are warning that if a deal isn't reached soon, military members will miss their next payday on October 15th, and alleged Democrats aren't supporting the GOP bill to reopen the government because of politics. Senator Thune.
I think there are a lot of Democrats who are being bludgeoned by their political left.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are holding firm on wanting a permanent extension of Affordable Care Act tax subsidies in order to get their votes.
They're feeling the heat.
Schumer warns over 20 million Americans could see an increase in health insurance premiums if the program isn't extended before it expires at the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. Of course we're watching your money today. Well, stocks ending a little down. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks taking a breather after a record run and ending lower, and the benchmark S&P 500 snapping a seven-session winning streak. Shares of Oracle fell over 2%, weighing on the tech sector after the information reported that the cloud software provider's margins on its cloud business are weaker than analysts currently forecast, and that Oracle lost $100 million last quarter from renting out NVIDIA chips. The Dow winners, United Health, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 153, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price should have a very easy attempt at the weather and traffic this afternoon.
I should. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, Chris. We do have some some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, got some backups at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. Got some issues there still. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight, scattered rainfall chances this evening and bleeding into your Wednesday and Thursday.
You know, with forecasts like that, you now know why Pensacola has been ranked 10th in the Condé Nast Traveler's Best Small Cities in the U.S. Award.
Yeah.
They did great.
Good
and
for
I,
us.
And just, I always, when I first read this, I used to always remember Mr. Wibbs, Vince Wibbs, years ago, used to always say this, and it always stuck in my brain. As he put it, Pensacola is the western gate to the Sunshine State, where thousands live the way millions wish they could. Mm. It's true.
Yeah.
You appreciate the fact these nice visitors and tourists come here and support our economy. And there's a reason why. Nice place. Okay, Trump, let's go ahead and kind of reverse it here and go a little bit negative. Tropical Storm
let's
Jerry.
Let's kill the vibe.
Yeah. Tropical Storm Jerry has formed in the Atlantic and is expected to become a hurricane by later this week. I got to tell you this right up front. Don't worry about this one. Mm. It's doing its northerly curve in the next few days. And so for us on the Gulf Coast, nothing to worry about. All looks good. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Tropical Storm Jerry is tracking west, according to the National Hurricane Center, with a turn to the west-northwest expected. That could put Jerry in the vicinity of the northern Leeward Islands by the end of the week. For the moment, tropical storm force winds greater than 39 miles an hour extend outward from the storm center. But as it travels over warm Atlantic waters, strengthening to hurricane status is expected. National Hurricane Center models have the storm taking a northerly turn by the weekend, avoiding any landfall on the southeast coast of the U.S. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A man is facing multiple charges after being arrested with over 200 explosive devices in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Police say 41-year-old Lewis Gary was arrested outside the annual Red Mass ceremony held at St. Matthew's Cathedral, which is typically attended by Supreme Court justices to ring in a new term. According to court records, devices were found inside his backpack and pocket, as well as in a tent encampment set up near the cathedral.
Yeah, President Trump on a roll. He had the Canadian Prime Minister in today. He's also vowing to take matters into his own hands, threatening to send the National Guard troops into Democrat-run cities. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
Right now, National Guard troops are being mobilized in Portland and Chicago under Title 10, which federalizes them without the approval of the state governor, but their activities are generally limited under Posse Comitatus to protecting federal property and supporting civilian law enforcement. Generally speaking, no direct law enforcement activities like executing searches and making arrests is allowed. That would change if the president invokes the Insurrection Act. There are various statutory triggers, but when lawfully invoked, it allows the president to deploy armed forces for domestic law enforcement functions in order to suppress an insurrection, enforce federal law where state authorities cannot or will not, and where ordinary remedies are not working out.
The government is in motion. Texas National Guard has touched down in Illinois to assist in immigration action. Jeff Manasso on the streets of Chicago.
Word that hundreds of members of the Texas National Guard have now arrived in suburban Chicago, on top of hundreds of Illinois National Guard members that President Trump has called up to protect federal agents at ICE facilities amid recent violent protests and attacks on federal agents. And as Illinois Democrats continue escalating ICE resistance here.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, as legal action continues over the troop surge. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Mega Millions tonight, $547 million. Play wisely and good luck. Sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas resuming in Egypt for a second day. The discussion centering around President Trump's proposed plan to end the fighting despite the negotiations and political violence continues.
Inside Gaza, Israeli strikes continue as ground forces remain within the enclave. Over the weekend, President Trump called on Israel to immediately stop bombing Gaza as the ceasefire talks progress. Since then, dozens of Palestinians have been killed.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv today, marking 2 years since the October 7th attacks that prompted that war. The government shutdown in Washington stretching into a week. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson criticizing senators for rejecting a House funding package.
The CR was completely clean. It was 24 pages in length, and it is the bare minimum to keep the lights on.
Democrats say any deal must include Obamacare subsidies. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Remember when Liam Cohen gave this cringy press conference?
Duval.
Well, now fast forward 5 games into Cohen's coaching career, and he's 4-1 following a huge victory against the Chiefs. And the AFC South race is now fascinating, with the Jags and Colts surprisingly racing out to 4-1 starts, while the Texans aren't dead yet at 2-3. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses. And enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
number one.
Well, FDOH Escambia observes October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast cancer screenings to eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings, including mammograms, play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early age when it is more treatable.
Number two.
All right, this is comes under the category. I'm going to frame it under this category of you've been warned. Escambia County deputies conducting speed enforcement on Highway 97. This is in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. This effort's part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regulators walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FP&L customers paying billions of additional dollars into coming years. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as FPL seeks increases in base electric rates.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, I was just talking about Sheriff Simmons. Escambia deputies pretty busy here arresting two people who were breaking into vehicles overnight. Report came in from North 69th Avenue. That's over in Myrtle Grove. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The homeowner actually followed them or chased them but lost sight of them, so they're in the area somewhere. When we get there, we had enough units that made what we call a perimeter, and then we had a canine in there.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Simmons says one suspect was taken into custody. The other, get this, apprehended by the canine officer. The dog got him. Investigators were able to obtain video footage of the two suspects from a local homeowner.
Mana Food Bank holding an open house today. The free event gets underway from 4 to 7, so started a little over 30 minutes ago. Got 2.5 hours to go. This is at the food bank on Northeast Street. Mana operates an emergency food assistance program and 18 food security programs. Last year, Mana provided food to almost 67,500 people.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The World Series champions hang on.
Turner to second base. Tommy Edman. Low throw. Freddie Freeman with the scoop. And the ball game is over. Oh, my goodness. Tommy Edman spiked it in the dirt. Freddie Freeman in that gold glove form just saved game two for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers weathering a late Philadelphia rally on TBS. LA jumping out to a 4-0 lead, then hanging on to win it 4-3. Shohei Ohtani driving in what proved to be the game-winning run. The series now shifts to Los Angeles for game three as the Dodgers look to return to the NLCS, holding a 2-0 series lead. The Milwaukee Brewers using three home runs to defeat the Chicago Cubs 7-3 after the Cubbies put up a three spot in the first inning. The Brew Crew scoring seven unanswered runs. Game three Wednesday afternoon at Wrigley Field with the Brewers leading that best of five series 2-0. Now Monday Night Football. Kansas City thought they had the game won after making it 28-24 with 1:45 remaining on ESPN.
Second and goal from the two. Hunt in for the touchdown.
But Kansas City thought wrong thanks to a bunch of penalties by the Chiefs. The Jaguars marching down the field and scoring the winning TD with just 23 seconds to go. Trevor Lawrence nearly suffered the agony of defeat. He took the snap, he fell down, he stumbled trying to get up, and he somehow still scampered into the end zone for the winning score and the thrill of a come-from-behind victory. Jacksonville improving to 4-1 on the season. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, they fall to 2-3. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been fined $250,000 by the NFL for a middle finger gesture that he made during the team's win over the New York Jets on Sunday. Why would you flip him off after a win? The incident, which was caught on video, showed Jones making the gesture in the direction of fans at MetLife Stadium. Jones self-described the gesture as inadvertent and said it was meant to be a celebratory thumbs up to enthusiastic Cowboys supporters. He claimed he accidentally used the wrong hand in the excitement and that the situation was quickly straightened out.
That's what happened when you get a little older there.
That's such a reach.
The fingers to coordinate a little.
Yeah, that's the problem.
UWF football has a perfect 5-0 start to the 25 season after defeating Northeastern State State. Argos are now ranked number 5 nationally. UWF head coach Caleb Nobles.
Our guys know that they're walking the path that a lot of guys in the past have kind of laid out for them, and they know they have an opportunity to do that for the future players here at UWF. So they've embraced it.
Well, Dave Scott, UWF athletic director and all-around good guy, says the Argos keep winning. The university's athletic program is expanding, including the addition of a brand new stadium.
If you haven't been here in 5 or 10 years, it's a lot different space. And 5 or 10 years from now, we expect it to be even a nicer space.
Well, Scott says the $45 million project is set to break down ground next spring and potentially ready for gameplay in 2027.
Give our students a place to come out and cheer them on and really create a great place in Pensacola to have a great social event and really showcase the University of West Florida.
Okay, UWF faces Showan University this weekend for the annual homecoming game, which is always very festive up there. Don't forget now, tap the News Radio app. We're talking football. Made me think about FSU. Pitt coming up Saturday over at Doak Campbell, 11 a.m. kickoff. You could be there. You could win choice tickets this afternoon. You still have about 17 or 18 minutes to register. Go to the app. Registration page pops up. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner 5:15 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And lastly here in sports, since you were talking about college football, I guess we'll continue with that theme. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders undergoing a procedure to address serious leg pain believed to be caused by recurring blood clots. He announced during a news conference that he's hopeful of returning to work by tomorrow. The procedure, which targets arteries behind the knee and in the lower leg, is expected to be relatively minor. His medical history includes multiple surgeries and toe amputations caused by previous clotting issues, along with a recent bladder cancer diagnosis and successful treatment. The Buffaloes off to a 2-4 start to the 2025 season, and that is his third as head coach in Boulder.
Here's today's health news.
Well, New York State Supreme Court judge has upheld a ban on biological men in women's sports. Grinnell Scott, all over the story on News Radio 92.3.
The ruling from State Supreme Court Judge Bruce Cousins allows the law in Nassau County to stand to protect women and girls in sports played at county-owned facilities. The statute is what Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman said in a statement is a safeguard from conditions that are unsafe and unfair. The New York Civil Liberties Union said in reaction to the decision, it will continue to support a state statute allowing trans women and girls to compete with other female athletes. Nassau County law does, however, allow transgender men who are biologically women to take part in men's sports. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
New data shows 1 in 5 adults are addicted to tobacco. A report by the World Health Organization shows the number of tobacco users has dropped from 1.38 billion in 2000 to 1.2 billion in 2024. However, the WHO calls the number of people using e-cigarettes alarming. The report shows there are at least 86 million e-cigarette users, mostly in high-income countries, and at least 15 million children ages 13 to 15 using the product.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, a documentary detailing Ozzy Osbourne. Osbourne's chronic health condition releases on Paramount. Michelle Polino has the story.
Ozzy Osbourne revealed he was in so much pain after a botched surgery that he considered ending his life. In the new documentary, Ozzy, No Escape From Now, the late Black Sabbath frontman admits he was put on antidepressants because he was getting ready to off himself. The rock legend, who died in July, suffered years of agony after multiple surgeries on his neck and spine following a 2019 fall that dislodged metal rods from a 2003 ATV accident.
He comes out of surgery and he's far worse.
Having to cancel the tour.
His wife Sharon Osbourne also speaks out in the doc, saying the surgery triggered his health decline. Ozzy, No Escape From Now streams on Paramount Plus. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. Afternoon sliding by, 5:45, and Austin Price. We're looking at the monitors here, checking out the traffic flow across the area, and also the weather today. In both cases, questionable, right?
Yeah, questionable in some areas, yes. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Those are your worst-looking couple of spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, 83 degrees. Do have some slight rainfall chances tonight, and they're going to be scattered over the next couple days. The good news is it should not result in anything severe. Nothing like what we saw this weekend.
The worst thing I have to deal with is when it gets cold and it rains. You know, that just is, that's miserable. That's what the
bless our hearts.
That's what most of the country's looking at in the next couple of days. Janice Dean has more in Fox Weather.
A strong cold front marching across the east central U.S. today will bring temperatures down and showers and thunderstorms, including the possibility for flooding along the Ohio Valley as the system marches towards the east coast Wednesday. The southeast coast also on alert for coastal flooding the next few days. Tropical moisture from the Pacific is streaming into the southwest, where heavy rain could cause big problems for the Four Corners. We will be also watching the possibility for a coastal storm along the east coast later this week. Fox Weather has your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Gold crossing a milestone today. I remember in my early days, I could buy gold an ounce for $111 or $13. Over $4,000 today. Here's Jenny Casola.
Investors have pushed gold's price to $4,000 a troy ounce for the first time. It's likely a reflection of uncertainty because of the government shutdown and the weaker U.S. dollar. Gold futures are up 50% this year, the biggest jump since the inflationary shock of 1979. Gold prices have been moving higher even after trade tensions cooled, and stocks have been rising to records on deals involving artificial intelligence. Goldman Sachs is predicting gold will rise to $4,900 by December of next year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Constellation Brands, one of the companies in focus on Wall Street today, as the spirits and beverage company reported a profit for the second quarter that was helped by a drop in expenses and also no goodwill impairment charges. However, the company did post a decline in sales. Also, Constellation says that it has revised down its full-year profit guidance. Now, Constellation posted net income of $466 million, or $2.65 per share, compared with losses of $1.2 billion, or $6.59 a share, in the same period last year. And in related news, the mystery teaser announcement by NBA superstar LeBron James has turned out to be an ad for cognac company Hennessy. James posted a teaser on Monday for what he called the second decision. Now, that was a reference to a 2010 announcement that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers for the Miami Heat. And on Wall Street today, the Dow was off around 92 points. The S&P snapping a 7-day win streak down 25. The NASDAQ off over 150. That's your money now.
448 News Radio 92.3, the government shut down. Now on day 7, Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Democrats have remained firm on including a permanent extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits as part of a deal to reopen the government. Republicans have said the issue should be dealt with separately and the tax credits need to be reformed. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked by Fox News Radio if reforming the program is on the table.
What I'm saying is that we have an open mind as it relates to an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits based on the merits of what is presented in good faith.
The subsidies impact about 22 million people who Democrats say will see a significant increase in premiums if the program isn't extended by the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
President Trump is returning to TikTok. The president posted on the popular video sharing app for the first time since Election Day, and it follows a recently signed executive order to keep the platform available in the U.S. Trump posted a video from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office proclaiming that he saved TikTok. Now under the new deal, it will become a separate U.S. entity with a group of American investors purchasing a majority stake in the new entity.
And President Trump also hosted another meeting with his Canadian counterpart. I told you about this a few minutes ago. Edward Lawrence, he's at the White House this afternoon with the latest on News Radio 92.3.
This one started with a little levity where the president leaned in and said, we're merging, we're managing the 51st state, where the both of the leaders sort of laughed. Now, Mark Carney, the prime minister of Canada, came in saying that he needed a deal. He needed a trade to move in some direction towards the Canadians. They're having trouble with their economy at the moment. President Trump said Mark Carney would leave a happy man, but refused to specify exactly how happy he would leave. One of the reporters asked the president, said that, well, you say that the prime minister of Canada is a good man. Why don't we have a deal yet? The president then said, I want to be a great man.
Hey, New York City's mayoral election 4 weeks away, but there are challenges facing the city's financial sector. Madison Allworth has more.
We lost 8,400 financial sector jobs this year alone. According to the Partnerships for NYC, this is the first time that the Big Apple has a net loss of financial jobs, and the jobs are going elsewhere. Since 2019, financial sector jobs have grown by just 4% in the financial capital of the world. Texas is trying to push Y'all Street over Wall Street. Two of their metro areas have seen double-digit financial sector job growth. Because of this, JP Morgan now employs more workers in Texas than in New York City.
And lastly here, the World Trade Organization slashing its global trade outlook for 2026. In its latest global trade report issued Tuesday, the WTO cited U.S. tariffs as the key reason. The Geneva-based group warned that next year's growth will slow sharply from its previous expectation of 1.8% to just 0.5%. Meanwhile, it hiked its trade forecast for 2025, largely due to the front-loading of imports into the U.S. ahead of higher trade tariffs. 4:51 here, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes and more frivolous headlines for you right here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit ParadeOfHomesPensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back, 4:55, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price checking out that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can both slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Again, that is Aleve. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see outside of a couple of our usual spots. Got some backups picking up on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard in the Milton area heading towards Glover Lane. Also got some congestion developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spots, though, are ones that we've already been covering for you. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight, scattered rainfall shower chances this evening, but also just throughout your Wednesday and Thursday, kind of on and off-ish.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Country star Zach Bryan's Annie Ice lyrics is causing pretty big stir here. Michelle Polino has the report.
Zach Bryan is stirring controversy again, this time over lyrics in a new unreleased song called Bad News. In a clip posted to Instagram in which he captioned a portion of the lyrics writing the fading of the red, white, and blue, Bryan sings,
"And ice is gonna come bust down your door. Try to build a house, no one builds no more, but I got a telephone."
White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson responded, weaving in titles of Bryan's songs, saying, while Zach Bryan wants to open the gates to criminal illegal aliens and has condemned heroic ICE officers, something in the orange tells me a majority of Americans disagree with him and support President Trump's great American revival. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
President Trump says Sean Diddy Combs asked him for a pardon. The hip-hop artist and business mogul was recently sentenced to 50 months in prison in his federal sex crimes case. He's been in custody since September of last year and could be released in less than 3 years. In mentioning Combs yesterday, Trump stressed that he was just one of many people who have asked him for a pardon.
Universal Studios reopening that ride that a man had died on. Lillian Wu explains on News Radio 92.3.
The family of a 32-year-old man who died on a Universal ride in Orlando, Florida, mid-September is condemning the planned reopening of the ride Saturday, saying they want better safety standards not to tear down Universal Stardust Racers. That's the ride Kevin Rodriguez-Zavala died on after multiple blunt impact injuries, the medical examiner ruling it was an accident. Zavala had a spinal disability and used a wheelchair, but his family's attorneys claim that didn't cause his death. Universal said an extensive review confirmed the ride systems had functioned properly and that Universal workers had followed proper procedures. The manufacturer and an independent roller coaster expert also supported these findings. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Now, this is pretty cool. Folks in Nashville can get paid to watch horror flicks. The television and internet service comparison site Cable TV is inviting folks ages 18 and older to apply for a thrill-ternship this Halloween season. One applicant will be selected to watch 5 films from the site's list of the scariest movies of all time and then create a video reviewing and ranking them. Applications due today.
Okay, opening night. NHL season is here, and Joe Morgan has the details.
The chase for a three-peat is on. At 5 Eastern, the Chicago Blackhawks, celebrating their centennial season, make a trip to Sunrise, Florida to take on the Panthers, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. The Panthers are looking to become the first team to three-peat since the Islanders won 4 straight at the start of the 1980s. But the task has grown more difficult in recent weeks. Center Alexander Barkov has a recovery timeline of 7 to 9 months after undergoing surgery to repair the ACL and MCL in his right knee, while forward Matthew Tkachuk is out until at least December. To round out the night, the Rangers, also beginning their 100th season, host the Penguins at Madison Square Garden, while the Avalanche and Kings drop the puck from Los Angeles. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, Tesla has introduced a cheaper version of its best-selling model. Here we go. I want to hear this one. Here's Harley Barsky with this one.
Tesla is unveiling a stripped-down version of its best-selling EV and is introducing its standard Model Y, which the electric vehicle maker hopes will draw in budget-conscious buyers and at the same time revive its slumping sales. The new vehicle costs nearly $40,000, making it one of the lowest-priced electric vehicles for sale in the U.S. The lower-cost model swaps out a light bar across the front for 2 conventional headlights and also has fewer audio speakers than other variants of the Model Y. There's no AM/FM radio, and it has a different roof. Tesla's latest offering gives the company better positioning to compete globally against low-cost EVs coming out of China. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right. Thinking about doing the house buying or house selling journey? Here's your Mortgage News Daily numbers. 30-year fixed, 6.38%. 15-year fixed, 5.90%. Tap the app winner coming up in just a few minutes. Hold on.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.